express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Mary. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Mary and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. Hey, this is our weekly programming covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Our theme music, as always, is by Billy Foster with vocal by Renee Foster.
Oh, we love them so much.
And you'll be having it. We'll have the Jazz Fest.
We're doing a Jazz Fest. We'll have the inaugural November 30th.
There we go. We'll talk more about that later. Hey, underwriters for Art in the Air, our Valparaiso University's Brower Museum, and our landlord right here in the old technical building, Ralt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. If you'd like to find out more about leasing space in this wonderful historic building, call Walt at 219-462-5821. We always like to thank them for their generous support. Always thank Greg Kovach, WVLP's station manager, for getting us on the air.
You're the best, Greg.
Art in the Air is supported also by the Indiana Arts Commission through South Shore Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. So they've given us support, and so we're trying to live up to their expectations.
We're very grateful.
If you're interested in being a guest or send us information about your arts-related event, exhibit, appear as an artist, and even we're expanding to musicians, authors, and a whole wide range of things, contact us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Our program, along with all of our programs, are streaming live at WVLP.org. Art in the Air is rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. And our show archive can be heard at our website at Breck. That's BREC.com/AOTA. That's Breck.com/AOTA. We also have our detailed arts events calendar, too. So if you miss something on the air, we have all the hyperlinks and phone numbers right there, so we don't have to read them on the air. By the way, our show is now being carried by Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And we're also rebroadcast at WIUN Red Hawk Radio at IU Northwest, and so you can hear us there. So now we'd always like to ask you for your support. You know, this is a community radio station, public radio station, and so we're always looking for underwriters from our listeners. We especially would love to have someone directly support Art of the Air.
Would love that.
It would be great. You know, we can do that.
We could upgrade,
do many more things. But if you're interested in doing that, you can go to WVLP.org/support. There's several underwriting levels. We'll read you on the air at the beginning and end of our show and throughout the broadcast day. And so that's, again, WVLP.org/support. And like I say every week, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about supporting our station right here. Well, we'll get on with the arts calendar, and I'm going to start with Porter County. Valparaiso University Center for the Arts. They're continuing with Betty LaDuke's Social Justice Revisited. That exhibit's running along with Sue Kwok's The Cosmic Light Series and Mark Fletcher's Winking Turtle, Whispering Tree. And those are going, by the way, Mark Fletcher will be doing a gallery talk on November 6th at 7 p.m. That's coming up, so you'll be aware of that. So those exhibits are running at the Brower Museum. Village Gallery at the Pines, Valparaiso University's Junior Art Major exhibit, curated by the one and only Richard Brower. Hey, they named a museum after him. Anyway, you can see that through November 14th. Chesterton Arts Center. Well, they have a whole wide range of things going on, but if you have one chance this weekend, you'll get to go in to see Marianne Pals and Larry Jensen's In Our Nature exhibit. It closes this weekend in preparation for November, where the Illion Artists come in with The Gift of Art. That opens November 3rd with that opening reception running from 2 to 4. Yes, I do have 7 pieces in the show, and Carolyn has 5 pieces in the show, so yes.
7 pieces? Is that like a wall all to yourself?
Well, I guess so. They expanded how many pieces were submitted. It was originally 5, and they said, hey, can you add 2 more? So I said, okay, sure, why not? stained glass classes have returned. Mark Vanderwine, coming up in the first weekend every month on Wednesdays, does a critique. And they have a whole wide range of classes. I won't go into all of them here. You can see that at chestertonart.com. Art Barn, they are doing a party for the adults. You can see information again on their website. And they have other events and classes going all the time. Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques in Chesterton. They're going to be doing a beginning wire wrap class. And that's not until November 15th. And November 20th, they're doing another acrylic pour class with Carrie Sokolsky. That's really popular. She's been there like almost every month doing that. Depot Museum and Art Gallery. That exhibit opened on October 11th and be running through that. It's called Into the Wild, photography by Sue Galumbus, running through mid-November. And then they're going to get ready for their closeout show where they do kind of a final show before they close for the winter. But they do like an art gift show. The Ellen Firm Gallery, Linda Weigel's there. She's an artist educator. Her exhibit continues through November 8th. It's Michiana Landscapes. Memorial Opera House, well, they're doing Halloween Night Live. And it's for their Limelight Scholarship Program on October 29th at 5:30 p.m. Bring your little mummies and monsters from home and you have a night out with the family. Check out the classes also offered by the Limelights Program. Roots Organic Cafe continues with Ken Christensen's photography. They'll be continuing through the end of October. Dig the Dunes. Hey, photographers, if you want to submit your photos for the 2020 calendar, yes, I did submit my three already. So hopefully.
How long do we have to submit?
They have, I'll get that on the website. I don't actually have it, but I think it's going to be like about 2 weeks.
Okay.
But also, if you want to be a sponsor of a page, if you're a business or something like that, want to underwrite a page, you can go to digthedunes.com and they'll take you through that process. Chicago Street Theater. I met these people at the Porter County Expo thing they had just a few days ago and told them, talk about our show. You know, let's get you guys on. Anyway, they're closing this weekend with Toxic Avenger. And that's located in Valparaiso. You can find out information about that and their entire performance schedule. And last week we had the Disposable Theater, and they're doing October 26th. They're doing at the Pereira Theater. They'll be doing performance at that's an improv group. They have other things coming in Portage on November 9th. You can find information on our events page. So that's a quick shout out our Porter County. What do we have going on?
That was a great calendar.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, and it's all on our page. But now we're going to go to LaPorte County and Esther.
All right, LaPorte County. Thaddeus C. Gallery is located in downtown LaPorte. I don't know what they're showing, but they're a great gallery. Lou Besnick Center for the Arts. They don't have an exhibit right now. They're putting in their new exhibit, Living Architecture, and that opens October 30th and runs through January 4th of 2020 in all three galleries. Perceived Realities, October 29th through December 2nd. That will be Dorothy Graydon's show in the NIPSCO Art Education Studio at the Lou Besnick Center. In the other Art Education Studio, from November 7th to January 4th, an exhibit called As We See It, and that is by the Social and Learning Institute and Paladin. Rising Phoenix Gallery on exhibit right now, just for a few more days, will be the Duneland Plein Air Painters. Their November exhibit is the 18 Artists Collective, and their medium is acrylic, oil, watercolor, and sculpture. SFC Gallery is closing out the month with Patty Schaffner, and their November exhibiting artist is Melissa Washburn.
Former host on this show.
Yeah.
How about that?
I can't wait to see that one. Bling Contemporary Art is exhibiting the new work by Suzanne Cohen Lang and Rick Lang. Nest is exhibiting the work of Robert Serco called Me, Myself, and Eyes, his recent paintings and drawings. Robert is back home.
Is he doing better now?
Yes, he's in remission, but of course can't go out yet.
Yes.
But well, he's doing well.
We hope he does really well. You know, we missed having him on the show when he had the exhibit there, but you know, we wish him very well.
That's why we need those sponsorships so we can do remote.
Exactly.
Remote. Stuff.
Well, I almost have the equipment
phone
to
calls.
Do that. So, but yeah, and also get people some new phone ins. That would be fantastic.
Be.
So remember, support us. WVLP.org/support.
October 27th, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea is at 2 p.m. and we will be hosting the premiere showing of the 1916 silent film, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, as adapted by Sudden Productions. Costumes are encouraged. Dan is really wonderful. He takes these old movies and he redoes the scores. And this one, he's colorized and added actors to do dialogue during it.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
It should be. I know they're always so fun, these interactive movies. Friday, November 1st, the Drum Circle at 6:30 p.m. That is the first Friday, but we've moved our Drum Circle to first Friday, at least, for the next few months. Sunday, November 3rd, Inner Voice Storytelling Workshop from 10 until 4 p.m. Roger Batten just made this free. So it's an amazing workshop. It's transforming, actually. I sat in on one a couple months ago. Tuesday, November 12th, Tai Chi and Qigong. Saturday, November 16th. And every third Saturday, the Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent.
Ta-da.
Da-da-da-da. It's open mic meets vaudeville meets show and tell. Let's see. Oh, Sunday, November 24th, the Writing Out Loud series that we're doing in collaboration with the Michigan City Public Library. That is when it's being rescheduled. And then this is the Jazz Fest on Saturday, November 30th. It'll be the Foster Golden Uptown Jazz Nest Fest. And Billy and Renee Foster have a great lineup of jazz musicians. This is a free festival, including the food, which Renee always puts on a feast.
Oh,
so
my gosh,
the food
yes.
will be
if you don't come for the jazz, you come for the food, I'll tell you.
And then Saturday, December 7th, we have a free concert with the Jazz Mates, and possibly we'll talk about it though once we talk with our guests.
Will.
Okay. And that's it for LaPorte County.
And the sad news in LaPorte County.
I know, I almost didn't want to say it.
Well, we're going to because okay. I know tomorrow one of the things I'm doing is we're putting on work gloves. We're moving out. Southern Shore Art Association is moving out of their place
that
on Franklin
me very
Street.
Very sad.
The owner, Arnold Besser, has donated that facility for 16 years to the group.
Yes.
And he sold the building. And so the new vendors, you know, they are not quite so generous as Arnold has been. So tomorrow's actually moving day. So we're moving on out, you know, to the east side to a deluxe apartment. We don't know where. But anyways, Southern Shore, we are planning on existing. In fact, there is a possibility of doing an exhibit somewhere. We're still up in the air about it, like a guest exhibit. It might be in Chesterton somewhere. So we're working
on
that.
And I told you the last week, too, that I am open to First Friday pop-ups or pop-ups during,
sure.
you know, like odd pop-ups here and there.
We might flutter to the nest.
A few of you.
Now we'll move to Lake County. Studio 659 Halloween themed Bump in the Night exhibit is up. It's been up since October 12th. It went along with Wickedly Whiting celebrations and it'll be running through the middle of November, 16th, in fact. South Shore Arts, they continue in the Bachman Gallery at the 76th Salon Show. And that's going to be running through November 10th. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, there you go. In the Atrium Gallery, we have Marianne Trisma, Path to the Beachway, and that's going through November 24th. And the Crown Point Branch. Something in the Air, Work from an Artist in Residence, and that's going to be running through December 7th. They'll actually have an artist reception on October 27th, 1 to 3 p.m., so if you get a chance, get out there. Substation number 9 in Hammond, Julio Guerrera, Gallery of the Voice reception has already occurred. He's going on there through the middle of November. Toll Theater, Judy Crawford, four-year consideration in the lobby of the Toll Theater, so you can get there and see there. What the exhibit is, and Cafe Fresco, also in Crown Point. Joey Lax Salinas, Photos of the Region, through November 23rd. So that's what's going on with South Shore Arts. They have a lot of classes, information, you can find that online, see
great
the link.
Classes. They have great classes.
Well, my wife and I both taught those for a while when we were there. Miller Arts and Creative District, Anatomy and Artists. It's a group of 8 artists in a variety of media. They'll be running an exhibit. They opened on October 11th. They'll be running through November 3rd. That's, of course, Miller Arts and Lake Street and Gary. Information's online. They also have other activities. And I think they're also doing a thing called a First Thursday or a Thursday type event that they're also doing. So you can check that out on when they have things. Of course, South Lake Artist Cooperative, commonly known as SLAC, and the artists are known as Slackers. They finally have their Crackle exhibit open at Sip Coffee House 2 in Highland, and then Texture is going up at the Sip Coffee House in Crown Point. They are also taking submissions for Portrait of an Artist through mid-November. That'll be at the Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith. And speaking of that, Tony Lipka, who also known as Ponts Are Always Optional, he has his solo exhibit at a brand new place at the Harbor Works, opened October 5th and be running through November. Dire Art Visionaries, also known as Dave, doing Space Energy Time. They're at the Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith through November 2nd. Theater at the Center. Well, they're just wrapping up Pajama Game, and they're getting ready for what's coming up next, which is our guest in like 2 weeks, Philip Atempa. He's going to be doing his new launch of his cookbook on Sunday, October 27th, and they'll have a whole cooking demonstration of a page-by-page thing where he's going to go over all the things. Phil is also the publicity director for Theater at the Center and everything. I remember him, he's a budding little journalist when I was working there. So
he was delightful. I love the whole cooking and
Well, he's going to come on and talk about his brand new book. It's basically a kind of farm-to-table type cookbook, so it'll be very interesting. But anyway, if you have a chance at Theater at the Center, that's going to be Sunday, October 27th, a one-time only in the afternoon. So, you know, go there. South Shore Community Concerts, former the Munster Community Concerts, which I've had a long relationship with, bringing them to Munster. They're going to bring Sons of Serendip, which is a unique Billboard-charting quartet consisting of a harpist, cellist, pianist, and lead vocalist. That'll be Friday, November 15th. They have individual tickets. I think you can buy fractions of the season. You can find out information on the thing. And Northwest Indiana Symphony, well, we'll talk about their Holiday Pops concert. That'll be coming up in December for several nights. And that's all we have going on in Lake County. Hey, where's your event? Well, if you want an event on our list there, we'll be happy to do it. That's Art on the Air, WVLP at gmail.com. That's Art on the Air, WVLP at gmail.com. And you are listening to Art in the Air, 103.1 FM, also being heard on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and WIUN Red Hawk Radio. Well, we're going to move on to our guests.
Yay.
And it's kind of a different type of thing. You know, we heard jazz for our opening. Now we're going to move to what we call punk rock piano tribute to the Misfits. This is the group Walk Among Us. We have three people that make up this band. Nate Phillips, also a podcaster and everything, and you had to learn drums to be part of this group. Sarah Van Lanningham, who is a classically trained pianist, and Veronica Danko. So welcome you to Art on the Air.
Welcome.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great. Well, let's kind of hit what you're from. We'll start with Nate there, down at the end there. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, how you got from here to there.
Okay, so I'm from a small town called Hoopston, Illinois. It's in central Illinois, about 6,000 people.
Go Corn Jerkers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go Corn Jerkers. I love that. Thank you for that. But
that's real.
Oh, okay, yeah. You have to explain that. Is that
that's our mascot.
Corn Jerkers.
High school mascot.
And true story, because of that mascot, we have been featured on ESPN lists. We have been, true story, her favorite place on earth to visit was David Letterman's mom. She came every single year to our town.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and she was a big fan. And so they would, for a time in like the early to mid 90s, they would do a little segment with her from our Sweet Corn Festival.
Yeah, well, that's a way to get some national publicity.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then more recently, famously, Thad Matta, former coach of the Buckeyes of Ohio State, their basketball team, he was from my hometown as well.
Okay.
But long story short, I met that one.
He's pointing to Sarah.
Pointing to Sarah. Bad.
Doing television yet.
Yeah,
so.
Correct. But I met Sarah and... you know, we ended up moving up to Hammond, and I got a job at Horseshoe Casino, and it kind of like changed my life for the worse, sort of. Like, working thirds at a casino really can affect your psyche, and people aren't meant to work that late, and it like changed me as a person. So I got out, and I started getting into podcasting like right around that time, and then like, I don't know, about a year later, Sarah said, hey, quit playing guitar, quit doing everything you have been doing. It's time to learn the drums. Like, I have a new thing we're going to try, and here we are.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about your podcasting, just as a side thing here.
Well, I started the Journey into Comics podcast in 2014, passion project first. You know, it was something that I wanted to just have a place to get my thoughts out, to just vent and do whatever. We were 150 episodes of that show in and went, man, we could make so many other cool things, and we didn't want to, like, pay for 100 different ideas to have different hosting. So we just turned our one site into the Journey into Comics Network, and we have 365 days of programming. A new show comes out every day of the week.
Wow.
So that's a lot of work. How long are your shows?
Well, depends. Some shows are 30 minutes, and then like last night I recorded a 2-hour podcast, and that's only the first half of the show.
About wrestling.
Yeah, about wrestling. So, we're mega nerds over there. We have all kinds of shows. These two are a part of some of the shows on the network. Foodies Watching Movies, one of our bigger shows. Gallif Radio, which is a Doctor Who podcast. We've been featured like in interviews and stuff on our own network from other shows that have kind of been spawned from my creation. It's very...
Where can you hear your podcasts? Are they on...
JourneyIntocomics.com, or okay. You can go on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, Spotify, CastBox, TuneIn, and many others. Just search Journey into Comics Network. Get one feed. That's all you'll need.
Well, look at that. What having a wretched job did. Is it... I mean, it's so great that...
Exactly. It inspired me to not be that person.
I mean, and it's... Yeah.
The gaming industry sent you the other way, so...
And that wretched job also yielded us meeting.
True, totally.
Yeah. If you wouldn't work there, you wouldn't have met me.
Yeah,
and that's Veronica you're hearing, by the way.
That's me, Veronica.
So we'll move on to Sarah and have her tell us a little bit about how she got from here to there.
Well, I'll try not to take up your whole time.
That's okay. We have 45 minutes, so.
Ooh, 45. Okay. Well, I grew up in Highland, Indiana. I went to Highland High School, and I played piano since I've been like 11. I started taking lessons, and I was obsessed with it when I first started taking it. Actually, I was obsessed with the clarinet first. I was a cool band kid when I was in elementary school. My clarinet went like everywhere. I would play it for ridiculous amounts of time till my embouchure was like failing because I loved it so much. It was stupid, but I loved playing the clarinet. And then my grandma gave us a piano, and I said, "Ooh, this now!" And I taught myself how to read the bass clef out of this old John Thompson method book from like the 40s. I can still remember all the songs. I would play it like one long song, but after that, I dropped out like almost everything else I was doing. I was in ballet. I did all these things, and I said, "No piano." And then that's kind of just how my life went. So I went to college at Columbia College in Chicago for music composition. I thought, you know, a composer, that was a really lucrative thing to get into. But that's what I wanted to do. I just loved music. I wanted to study all different aspects of it. So I went to school for that. I did their semester in LA program afterwards for film scoring. I went to Los Angeles. It was kind of like the real world. There was like 8 people in the program, and we were staying at this place in Burbank and going to they have a bungalow on CBS Studios lot that we got to go to every day and work and meet film composers and orchestrators, all different kinds of people.
Did you like it?
I learned a lot about discipline of film score. I did like it. I like the actual art of doing it, of trying to figure out how to tell a story, the nuances of telling a story with music underneath the dialogue. Yeah, there's a lot to it. You can't, and you have to, you know, you can't write really sophisticated music for not so sophisticated characters, you know, these types of little things. I love that part of it. The business side of it is a little woo. I learned a lot about that while I was out there. And I came back to Highland, and then I ended up moving. I ended up moving south, actually, for a variety of reasons, and where I met Nate. I was working at GameStop. that was my after college. Ooh, what do I do now that I'm a fancy pants composer and I'm back in Indiana? I guess I'm going to work at GameStop. I like video games, too, quite a bit. I won't start talking about video games. That will get me down a different road. Although that would segue into how you guys sort of met. True. Video games. But anyway, so I was working GameStop, and I met this lug. And and that was in 2007, I think, 2007. But anyways, I ended up back up here, as all artists do, living in their parents' house at some point, you know. Came back here after a bit. And I really wanted to transition into piano teaching. Just teaching in general. I like to teach whatever different disciplines, arrangement, composition, you know, you name it. I love music theory. A lot of people don't like music theory. I love it. I'm not going to get into that either. However, I could keep going on about that. But I started teaching lessons, and I came up here and eventually met Veronica. Let's see, where am I at in the story? I'm getting to our band, right? Yeah, I've been in bands like forever since I was like 16. I've been in like 7 different bands, in and out of them. Sometimes people tell me, "You're too overqualified, go away." Okay, fine, I'll go do a different thing. That happens sometimes. However, I ended up needing, after a series of things, found myself teaching out of my home, teaching piano lessons, and I needed a change. I was getting frustrated with life. I needed some angry music to play. See, piano's usually very nice, right? You can play Rachmaninoff, there's anger in there. You can, you know, bang away on maybe Bartok or some. I particularly like Ginastera if we're getting into the 20th century, you know, if we're going to get some angry things. However, it wasn't angry enough. I would like rock and roll.
It's still pretty angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, Stravinsky we could get into. There's some fire, you know, in classical music, but it wasn't scratching the itch. I needed to get it out. And so I wanted to form my band. And I'm very particular about, especially these days, who I really like to create with. Yeah. I don't know why that is, but these two people are the closest.
It's essential.
Yeah, they're the closest to me, which is why I ended up asking Nate to play drums. You tend to take a back seat to guitar players sometimes when you're in this world. And I didn't want to be a keys player. I was in a lot of different cover bands and doing that kind of thing, playing riffs and synth and this and that and organ, whatever. And I'm like, no, I like Jerry Lee Lewis. I like rock and roll. I want to play piano in my band. So that was the initial, like, germ of an idea where I said, I want to form something here. And I said, oh, nobody's doing this in the punk rock world. And I love punk rock. I was in punk rock scene and punk rock bands growing up in high school. So it just was a fit. And then the Misfits, that'll be a different story, I guess. But we got to get to Veronica.
Yes,
right?
We do. Yeah. Yeah, because she's sitting here all quiet.
I know. I told you I tried.
No, that's okay. That's that we want to know about you. Okay. So Veronica, tell us about you, where you came from, and how you got to here.
Well, I am from Northwest Indiana, born and raised. Been here for a very long time. I've been fortunate enough to travel all over the world, and I've performed in a lot of different places. I'm a former opera singer. I studied classical music as a child, and it just kind of grew into this this passion. So I was a lyric soprano, and I studied opera for many years with my teacher out of Hammond until he passed away in 2017.
Who was that?
His name was Jack Winter Hansen.
Okay.
And he was a former concert pianist from like the 50s and 60s, and interestingly enough, he was also Sarah's piano teacher.
Wow.
But we didn't know that. We didn't meet until like 2014, and we both had the same piano teacher. We ran in the same like circles. We listened to the same kind of music. We've been to the same shows in the city and never met until the time was right.
Yeah. And what was that time? Well, and where'd you go to school and things like that?
Let's see. I studied music and for a long time. And then when I graduated high school, I went to Purdue to study history because I wanted to be a teacher.
Okay.
And I ended up getting married, and I had a baby, and I didn't finish school.
Okay.
I stayed home and decided to live that life and be the stay-at-home mom, and which was wonderful. And a couple years ago, my ex-husband and I got divorced, and I am currently staying in Lowell with my mom, getting my stuff together.
Oh,
and,
well, that's how it is.
Yeah,
and your baby is now 5, right?
Yeah, my little baby's now 5.
He's almost 6. He's only a week away from 6.
I know. His birthday's next
week. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have a little Halloween party. Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah, but life is good. Life is really good. I needed a change as well. Like Sarah had said, I was too creatively frustrated and getting tired of playing the same music. I felt like I was stuck in this recital mode where I couldn't freely express myself because I needed to be on. I needed to be perfect. And, you know, all of that serious opera training for years was really ingrained in there deep. And I think the best thing for me was to join this punk band and do something totally different because I, too, liked punk. I was in a couple bands in high school, and it was always something that was a part of me. And I don't know. It was time. It was the right time.
So that's how you do. So now we can talk about how you came together as a band. Who wants to speak to that? Well, you're
good at telling that story.
Okay.
Well, okay. So Sarah had kind of really gotten her brain together into this situation where she was looking at songs and going, oh, that guitar player played that song with that really crazy solo. I'll play it on my piano and I'll do it exactly like they did. And it was almost like a test of strength. Like, can I do it? Can I push myself to that level? So when it came time to like, I'm going to do this punk thing, we're going to do this band, I literally, as soon as she said drums, I was like, oh, that's, I mean, I had a little experience in drums. It wasn't my first instrument per se, but I do have a really good keen sense of rhythm. And I think she picked up on that. But when she told me the idea, I was like, no guitars. I'm 100% sold and committed to doing this. And I was practicing hours a day, hurting myself, you know, not caring about what my physical limits were, but just trying to be like, if I'm going to step into the arena with people who are on a higher level of musicianship, you have an opera singer and a classically trained pianist, I had to level up a little bit. So about a year before that happened, because of the podcast and everything, and my at one point in time job with Horseshoe, one of my buddies who was a friend who I'd met through Horseshoe said, hey, I know somebody who's selling a bunch of video games, and I know your friend who you podcast with is a video game collector. It's like a match made in heaven. Okay, sure. So I get put in contact with this lady, Veronica, and I know very little about her, and we spark up this like kindred spirit friendship that just was immediate, you know, and we, like a lot of the same things, into comics, all that. Mm-hmm. And we decide, okay, we're going to go to Bombers. And do this transaction, and my friends are from Lafayette, so they've never had Bombers before, and of course that just blew them away. They were like, this is the greatest food on earth. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it's in my backyard, isn't that awesome? But anyways, the friendship never ended. It was funny because during that time I was like, we should, you know, be friends more, and you should meet Sarah and everything. And like, she talked about being in a different punk band, like, I'm gonna be in a band with my friends. And
somebody was asking me if I wanted to sing in their band and play piano in their band.
And then it like totally shifts, and here we are, you know, yeah. 5 years later.
No, exactly. You said exactly this. You were like, no, you shouldn't do that. You should just come and hang out with us.
That's how it was said.
Yeah. Those guys, hang out with us.
Well, you're listening to Nate Phillips, Sarah Van Landingham, and Veronica Danko on Art on the Air, talking about their punk rock piano tribute to the Misfits called "Walk Among Us." So, tell us how that actually, you got kind of the germ of that. How did that actually come together?
Well, like Sarah said, she wanted a band that was going to focus on piano and make that be what it was, the star of it, you know. And we all love this music. I think you can probably explain a better way why we decided to do it.
Well, originally, like she said, I wanted to have the piano shine. You don't hear a lot of piano players in underground music these days. You hear a lot of keys, you hear a lot of layers, but when you go out live to the shows, do you know how many people hit buttons on their laptop to cue up the piano, to cue up the riffs? I mean, the drummers just have these triggers that, you know, right. They hit, and you're like, where's the music? What? No, I want to come here and watch people play music. That's the point of it, right? Like, you share this, there's this energy transfer that happens, right? So I play the piano. I wanted to play piano. So originally I thought that we needed a bass player. We had a bass player originally because I thought it would need that weight, you know, the weight of the bass. But she's playing, and she didn't talk about this, she sings but also plays what we call dirty keys. Okay. And that gives us, she has a 61 key keyboard that we have just out of necessity and what we had hooked up through the guitar pedal that we had, and it created like this dirty 70s distorted fuzz thing happening, which when we took the actual bass away, it ended up filling in the gaps because I was already doing the bass with my left hand anyways, layering it in there just to give it the extra oomph. Well, and I take a sort of quasi piano solo approach. I mean, obviously I'm not playing the vocal line when I'm playing, but when I play, it's a lot of interpreting the riffs on the piano. You can watch the videos and see how I do it. You can't see me because we're on the radio, but that's where it's coming from. So you're in a lot of the riffs, and then she puts that layer in the middle, and people, it's funny, they get fooled sometimes at our shows. Like, I look up there and I think there's going to be a guitar or a bass or something, and it's not. It's just you two sitting there on your keyboards and Nate drumming in the back, you know?
That's the best part is surprising people.
Yeah. But that's... that's basically the gist of it. We started Misfits songs because there was such a wide variety. It was one of those punk bands that had such a wide variety of material just within the same group. Glenn Danzig has a lot of creative stuff going on within a punk band. Because a lot of punk music, you listen to the band, you hear three songs, and you go, okay, that's what that band sounds like, you know? And it would just not end up being interesting once you translate it to piano, which is monochromatic. It's all the same tones, you know, just higher or lower. So what do you do? But Danzig's music in the Misfits had all these different highs and lows and these different styles, very gritty and bluesy in a lot of places, especially solo material later on. And it lent itself very nicely to the thing that we were trying to do. Their whole catalog of songs from the 77 to 83 Misfits is 54 songs, and we play all of them. We have all of them transcribed at any given moment. We've played them all live and
online.
and online. Yes, all of them for our casual Fiend Friday videos.
Well, I was just going to bring that up, the casual Fiend Friday, because I often tune into that. So explain that. Ah, if you're Facebook friends with, well, you have to be Facebook friends with one of you. You can do that.
Or just follow Walk Among Us Band on Facebook.
There you go. That's and you just got your website launched, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely touch on that for sure, because that was a labor of love putting the website together for sure. But yeah, go to walkamongusband.com. It is everything you can find on us in one nice little package. We're going to continuously add new things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's version one. We have a lot of bigger plans, but you can see every set list we've ever played, which
upcoming sets as well.
all the flyers for shows we have ever done.
And now that I made you write bios for this show, you can actually add bios to the website, which I was getting piece by piece on Facebook Messenger last night.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Communication breakdown.
Well, you know, the only thing is I want to make sure Esther had enough time to look it over. So anyway, tell us about your casual Friday thing, because I watch that often.
I didn't mean to cut you off. It was a spontaneous thing, really. We were sort of getting in a rut again, as you do in a band.
You can only play 54 songs so many times before you've played them all so many times.
Right, and we're like, well, what do we do with this? My question at the beginning, because I was in all these cover bands, is what do you do with it? I don't want to go grinding out at the bar for 4 hours playing this music on the piano, every day of my life, these same sets of songs. You know, where do you take it? Where do you take cover music? So I thought, well, what can we do with a tribute act that's not really, like, we're not trying to dress like the Misfits. We're not trying to name ourselves. We're not trying to do that. We are in it for the music. To shine a light on something different, and what do you do with it? So I thought, well, we're in it for the piano, and actually, it was my dad's idea originally. He said, "Why don't you guys, because we had put a few clips up, I think, every once in a while of just little acoustic things here and there." And he said, "Well, why don't you just put up a video and see how it does? Just pick a song you're good at." I said, "All right, because
which
I was
one
like,
did you pick?
We did London Dungeon first, London Dungeon, and it just." It took off. It was like...
I think it got like 10,000 plays in the first like 2 days.
Wow.
And I think
on
now
Facebook.
On Facebook. And it's close to 22,000 now.
Yeah, we don't pay for our likes.
Yeah, and that's another thing to say too. Every comment, every view we have worked for, we do
organic.
Not pay for
They're all organic
anything.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah. We go into groups and we hustle and we push our product, we push our band, we make it known.
Network.
That's how you do it.
That we want this. We want people to experience it because it is taking the piano and putting a different spotlight on it and saying, look what you can do. You can do literally any style of music. The Misfits have thrashy songs, like Sarah said, bluesy songs. There are straight up punk songs, hardcore songs, poppy songs.
I know, he's so cool because he's almost like the epitome of Spector's wall of sound. It's like almost the lyrics don't, I mean, I don't even pay attention to the lyrics sometimes, except his voice is so beautiful, it contrasts with the music it is beautiful voice.
Well, why don't we hear something you guys have? So why don't you key this up for us? What are we going to listen to here?
Well, due to some technical errors, we don't have the track we would have liked to play, which was How the Gods Kill, which is a Danzig tune, but this is going to be us from this past March doing London Dungeon, ironically enough, just talking about that being the first song that you guys did for Casual Fiend Friday. But this is the full band live, London Dungeon from March 23rd in Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay.
I'm going.
Well, there you go. And that was
London Dungeon by Walk Among Us at Fun for Funds Live 2019 March this year. Yeah.
You
did it.
Backwards the Fun for Funds bit. Event, that was an event for our podcast network.
Okay. Now, the one question I have for Veronica, with your voice being classically trained singing this kind of music, is that kind of a stretch?
Yeah.
Okay. And how, and yes, how so? Is.
Yes. Yes.
Would your voice teacher yell at you for doing this?
Oh, Jack. Oh. Jack would have been so upset.
Okay.
He would have hated it. He would have hated it. I don't know.
Says, I've trained you this beautiful way, and now you're doing this. Why is that? What?
Well, honestly, the vocal training from him that I did for so long really helped me with what I'm doing now, because otherwise I would be hurting myself.
Sure.
Because this is an entirely different way of singing. You know, you're doing a lot of
so
growling.
Stressful.
Yeah, and it's a lot about vocal placement, where you put it in your throat, how much your breath support. I mean, it all really helps to keep my instrument. You know,
it is
intact.
An instrument.
Yeah, the voice is an instrument. I was just doing a little voice lesson for one of my friend's daughters yesterday, and I was just telling her that your voice is your instrument, and you have to be able to open it and shape it, and you know, for your
You have to work it like any muscle,
like
to make it
muscle.
Fluid, and to push it
you lose
safely.
It.
Exactly, and. The thing with the opera is I still do my vocal exercises here and there when I remember to, you know, I'm still trying to keep it up the best I can, and I'm considering doing more with it in the future.
Sure.
But right now it's been a fun departure doing the punk rock stuff and the Danzig stuff and the bluesier stuff. And I feel like my mother had always been telling me for years, I just want you to find your true voice. I just want your true voice to come out. And I'm like,
what does that mean?
No, I don't think that you do. really
That's how parents are. We want what's best for you, you know?
Right. Well, this music that I'm doing now is all of it is my true voice, because it's all coming from me. It's all coming from an emotional place. It's all mine, you know?
I remember when my daughter was in a ska band. She was 15, playing baritone. Do you remember this?
I was going to say, I remember this as well.
Okay, playing baritone sax. All the guys, all the rest of them were guys in the band, and most of them were college age, and here she is 15. And actually, in Illinois, she could play in bars as long as a guardian parent's there. You know, in Indiana, that doesn't quite fly. But I remember one time she's playing at the American Legion in Highland, and so it was really hot. And so all the guys in the band take their shirt off. So there's kind of young guy standing next to me. He said, hey, why don't you take your shirt off? Now, I had to play. I was laughing internally, but I played the dad card. He said, she's my daughter. She's only 15. Oh, man, I'm sorry. And I was loving it. Inside, I'm laughing hilariously. Like, yo, what normal guy?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But anyway. So. But
shout out to Lauren.
Yeah, that was my daughter, Lauren. She still does some saxophone occasionally, but now they live in an apartment, she feels
constrained.
Constrained to
Makes
play.
Sense. Mm, makes
constrained
sense.
To play. So her main instrument is alto sax, but she also plays tenor, so for whatever that. But anyway, so.
Well, actually, being trained the way you are, it's like perfect for doing the Misfits stuff, because it's the same reason. Like, his voice is so beautiful. It's not the typical, you know, punk sound, and so you add that element to this
well
as well.
Danzig's, oh my God, Glenn Danzig has just such a beautiful, bluesy, creamy voice, and he can, you know, growl and, you know,
shout,
and it's, that's how I like to sing. I like that a lot. It's a really fun juxtaposition. It's like if I was into fashion, I'd be like, it's like the soft and the hard. It's like wearing fur with leather, you know?
Well, that's a great visual. You know, we need to move to television sometime for these visuals. So, while we're listening to Art on the Air.
And I have to get into wearing costumes.
Well, yeah, there we go. Walk Among Us. Nate Phillips, Sarah Van Landingham, and Veronica Dango. And we're going to listen to something else you've done. Nate's queuing that up for us right now. And
it's cued, Larry.
It's cued.
She's been cued, my friend.
Well, that's great.
So, all right. This is actually from our most recent show, shockingly enough. We have fan video, which is great. I love that. We get them from all over the place. But this is from us in Fort Wayne, September 28th, playing Some Kind of Hate. We'll be right back.
have Walk Among Us. It's a punk rock piano tribute band to the Misfits and Danzig and a whole bunch of stuff like that. We have them here on Art in the Air. So, well, we have a little while to go here. Tell us about some of your gigs that you've had and where you may be going.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
We played a lot of gigs. We've been gigging.
You were in Ohio just recently, right?
Yeah, we were. We played Dayton a couple of weeks ago. We played Columbus. We travel all around the region and the Midwest.
So do you reach out to people or do they reach out to you now?
It's a flow. It's a mixture. I definitely still hustle. I will make sure that we have stuff to do.
So like Dayton, did you hear about this? Because I get calls from people like you wonder like, oh gosh, how did they find out about us? Like from Madison, Wisconsin, this great band contacted us. And
With Dayton, it was interesting because in May we did a little mini tour. We hit Columbus and Dayton two nights back to back. Our little Ohio stint, and from that Dayton show the guy was like, I have another thing I want you guys to do, I'll reach out. And he said, look, I'm putting on this Halloween bash, like Dayton, it's awesome. And interestingly enough, this year we played Dayton and Columbus twice, but the second time we played them independently of each other. So we did one show in Columbus and then came home, and then we did one show in Dayton and then came home.
So do you travel together or separately?
Together.
How fun.
Like sardines.
It's like a little family.
It's like a clown car.
We are in my Ford Ranger, crammed to the nines, 4-hour drives one way. You know, I'm very diligent about getting us home safe and sound.
I always think about with drummers especially, or harp players. I said, don't you wish you'd picked up like flute or piccolo or something? You
stick the smaller instrument. Yeah.
Stick that sucker in your pocket and you're ready to go.
Yeah, it would be nice to be able to have things backlined sometimes, but not a lot of places have acoustic pianos.
Nope.
Or pianos at all, for that matter.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you mentioned acoustic. Whenever you listen to anything on our band, imagine that live there's an acoustic piano and then she's got the dirty fuzzy thing happening, because that's really what I want. I don't want to be playing a keyboard. I want to be playing an acoustic piano, or preferably a grand piano, because just it's ridiculous to
me. I have
a
baby grand, but there
that's brilliant. You would be the first
from 1894
one.
So it's got this beautiful tone
and recently tuned for Billy Foster.
It was tuned for Billy Foster, yes.
That's
the magic
word.
It's a beautiful piano.
You just said the magic word.
I think you just won someone over right here. She's like, ooh, piano. Tell.
Yeah, but that's what I originally wanted to do, is play the acoustic piano, because it's absurd to me to play Misfit songs on it with a grand piano and then the solace, you know. I don't know.
Now, how many places accommodate that, though?
Yeah, That's exactly. Like, you can't find we have to get to a certain point before I start making demands, you see.
Yeah, I know. I've been in the other, managing the theater operation for many years. I've been on that, you know. Yeah, we want only green M&Ms, and I'm going, no, you just pick out the ones you want, you know.
Right.
Do you know the story behind that real quick? Is the reason some of the bands did that is they want to make sure all the rest of the thing on the tech writer was set up.
Safety.
Right, but there was a point at which you say, no, you just pick out the M&Ms you want. We're not going to do that for you. I remember when I first worked at the center, and they actually did that with someone before I became on staff there. I said, no, don't do that. They can fix that. We'll fix everything else up, but yeah, you want to make sure the tech writer's okay, but yeah, we'll fix that.
But back to where we've played, gosh, we've hit so many markets.
Green Bay,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, what about favorite places?
Indianapolis.
Yeah,
that's like
that's
our
one
little
of our
home
favorites.
Base. Like, I would say, no offense to the region, but our home base is Indianapolis. Yeah. Like, they have adopted us as their own. We go there and they
so much
just,
fun in Indianapolis.
There's a scene there. There's a energy about the place that we play the melody in for Punk Rock Night, which is where we're going November 2nd. They've treated us so kindly. We've been there like 8 or 9 times now, I think, in our little 3 years of live shows jaunt. But we've played Detroit, Milwaukee, Green Bay, like everywhere, like anywhere we could drive within 4 or 5 hours, we've made the trip to do it for sure. And
right.
We still
hopefully
haven't hit everywhere.
Can expand in the future.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is there anywhere you think you can break out in the region since you guys are all based here? I mean, is it just that the region is not listening to your kind of music? Or
no, I don't think that it is.
Yeah, we're not real sure. We Have we played a lot of the places?
I mean, we our debut show was in Valpo.
Big Shots. We had a great time playing at Franklin House.
Oh yeah, Valpo. That was fun.
Valpo came out. Valpo liked it. That was
fun. Yeah, that was fun there.
Mm-hmm. We played a couple places like up in Lansing. We played at a place called Royal Skate when they were still when we first started off, you know, little places like that. But we don't typically play in the region. No, we usually book outside of it and.
But you wouldn't mind playing more in the region, right?
I wouldn't mind playing more in the region because it's less on gas. It's right here. All of our friends are here. They need to come out.
Right.
Come support your girl.
And I think that in 2019, it is definitely a different paradigm to get people to come out of their house to do anything.
Well, that's true.
Like, how do you want to leave sweatpants and Cheerios? Like, to do anything?
Just come in them. Go in your sweatpants.
Yeah, exactly. Just bring the bowl of cereal. Bring whatever you want.
Well, we promise if you come to see our band, you will have fun. Because that's what, and I'm not saying that just because, oh yeah, we're going to tell you that you're going to have fun. No, people come up to us after every single show we've ever had. At least one person comes up to me, usually several, and they say, wow, we didn't expect it to be so much fun. We get people dancing. We like moshing. To smile. We've had people mosh to our pianos. That's been wonderful. But we do like to have fun. The music should be fun when you're out. Why else would you come to a show to sit and brood about your life? No. Come
or
and have fun and dance.
Or to be stuck in your phone like you were at home anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Go see a show. Go to any shows, actually. Just go. Go see shows kinds.
That's a tough thing nowadays. People getting them out. And I'm guilty, too, being, you know, running a theater for many, many years and doing stuff, getting people out. But, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I just don't want to go anywhere. So I'm guilty of that, too, a lot of times. You have that, I want to just stay home and, you know, binge watch Netflix.
We know that it's not that people, you know, don't want to come out.
Right.
It's not that. I mean, like, for example, I have, like, my family that hasn't even seen our band play, you know?
Right, yeah.
You mean
I'm
mom
sure
has,
it's nothing personal.
Mom hasn't come out to see you?
My mom came to a couple shows at the beginning, but she hasn't been to one in a while, the last couple years.
That's my daughter.
It was really difficult to get my dad to see us because he's so far away. He's like 2.5 hours. Right. He's got back problems, but he drove up here in 2017, I think it was, and caught one of our better shows.
One of the few region shows
Highland. We played The Room in Highland,
okay,
which was an awesome experience as well.
Yeah, that was fun. I think that was the last time my mom came to a show.
Yeah.
That was the last time she was there, too. She got to meet your dad.
Yeah, that was like the mom and dad show.
Yeah.
The mom and
my
dad
parents
show.
Were there, too.
Yeah.
All of her.
So did you have to make that show PG anyway? Or?
No.
No.
I kept it the same way, so.
Yeah, well.
Keeping it real.
Well, that's how it is. Well, any final thoughts here? We're about 2 minutes to wrap up here.
Definitely check on our website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a brand spanking new website.
What is?
It's walkamongusband.com.
Tell you that again once more slowly.
You can find us at walkamongusband.com, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all Walk Among Us Band.
Twitters, yeah.
I always forget about Twitter. I don't use Twitter, but we.
Yeah, I have a Twitter account, and I don't use it much, so.
Yeah, I haven't got into that yet.
You get to see some pretty nifty stuff on the site, including any pictures we've gotten fortunate enough to take with actual members of the Misfits, which the most validation you can have is, like, Glenn Danzig himself in a picture say, hey, you guys are doing is awesome. Picture. Like, it's just like, whoa. Yeah.
I also want to say real quick, I do teach piano lessons in the region, and pretty soon, next month sometime, I'm going to be teaching over at Revolution Music School in St. John. So come see me.
And how would they get a hold of you?
Well,
through the website, maybe?
Pretty soon I'm going to have my email. I haven't set up an email just yet.
Okay.
With them. I'm new to Revolution Music, but I will have an email and a phone number up on the website. Or you can call and talk to Kristen over at Revolution Music School.
But in worst case scenario, if they're just hearing you right now, they could probably contact you through the Walk
Among Us. Oh, absolutely. You can contact me through the band. I'm always hanging out with one or both of these people here, so they will let me know.
Very good.
Sometimes I don't check it, but you can reach me through the band or through Facebook, whatever. Yeah.
And possibly November 23rd in the Nest.
Right.
Possibly. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Now that we know that there's a beautiful piano awaiting.
It is, y'all are in for a treat if I get to play like an actual piano for this thing.
It's an actual piano that works.
That'll be one for the books.
That'll be one for the books, yeah.
Well,
sure.
We'd like to thank you guys today for Walk Among Us, the only punk rock piano tribute band to the Misfits. You've been listening to Art in the Air today. I'd like to thank Nate Phillips, Sarah Van Lanningham, and Veronica Danko. Art in the Air is heard every Friday at 11 a.m., rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m., and Sunday at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Your hosts are Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. We'd like to always thank Greg Kovach for being a station manager, getting us on the air. Underwriters for our show are the Brower Museum and our landlord, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. Art in the Air is supported by the Indiana Arts Commission and a project grant from the National Endowments for the Arts. Again, if you're interested in being a guest, sending us information about your arts-related event, contact us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Next week, we're going to have Southwest Symphony coming on. Tim King, and he's going to talk about some of their upcoming December concerts. So anyway, we hope you enjoyed listening today to our program. And
I'm going to leave you with a Danzig lyric from Hybrid Moments.
Yes.
If you're going to scream, scream with me. Moments like this never last.
There Love you go. Well, we'll see you right here next week on 103.1 FM, Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a great week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry, Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther, Art on the Air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show